earth, and sky.
While dams serve very important purposes for human beings and our societies, controlling floods and providing irrigation water, drinking water, hydroelectric power, they are hard on the environment.
You're listening to Sandra Postel. She's a former Pew scholar and prolific speaker and author on freshwater issues. Postel said there were 5,000 large dams in the world in 1950, while today there are 45,000. She said something we all know, that dams aid humans but alter natural ecosystems. In this century, she said, it should be possible to implement technologies and more careful planning that balance human and natural needs around large dams.
So the idea is to ask, can we develop new rules for how we manage these dams and reservoirs so that they serve not only the traditional functions, but also benefit the ecosystem itself.
Postel said the flow of water around dams is often key.
With bigger dams, the question really is this. It's whether we can, to some degree, mimic the natural pattern of flows that those rivers exhibited before the dams were built. It's very much a current technological challenge.
You've been listening to Sandra Postel. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.